according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No. It is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing there heard it and said it was thunder. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Good morning. Let us pray. Holy God, help us to have faith in you, to be like a seed planted in the earth, dying, that you may raise us up to yield a bountiful harvest. Amen. Well, I'd like to talk for a moment this morning on the subject of anxiety. There's two types of anxiety, I would say. The first is what is referred to by mental health professionals, a sense of fear, worry, and uneasiness that manifests in physical symptoms. The second kind of anxiety, however, I would call spiritual anxiety. This refers to the double anxiety someone might feel because they're guilty. They feel guilty about being anxious. Anxiety is bad enough on its own. It can be debilitating to be overcome by worry and even panic that a person cannot go about their life as they would like to. And let me say to each and every one of you, it is okay and good to get help from a therapist, and it is okay to even get medication if needed to help with anxiety. Now, if dealing with that wasn't hard enough, there's the spiritual anxiety I want to talk about, the feeling of guilt that someone might have because of being anxious. This comes from the big lie, the devil's lie. You know the one, I talk about it all the time, what Luther called works righteousness. Said another way, the big lie is this: good people get good things, and bad people get bad things. That's a lie. And because of this lie, when someone feels anxious, they think that they're a bad person. They think that they are somehow insufficient, that if they had a stronger faith, then they wouldn't be anxious. What if I told you this morning that Jesus suffered from anxiety? It says in John chapter 12, verse 27 this morning, Jesus said, "My soul is troubled." That's anxiety. Jesus knows that his death is imminent. He's afraid, and he might even feel terrified. So what I want you to know that is Jesus Christ, who was perfect, if he felt anxious, it's normal. if we at times feel anxious. Jesus continues on. He says, what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No. It is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. People thought it was thunder. God speaking, the Father. Now, this is very, very important. While Jesus is struggling to ask God for help, God responds by saying, I've already glorified my name, and I'll glorify it again. What we hear in these words is the Father's unconditional love for his Son. God the Father doesn't judge or criticize Jesus for being afraid or feeling anxious. God says just the opposite. I'm proud of you. You've already glorified my name, and you will do it again. I will love you without conditions. The crowd standing there heard this. They thought it was thunder. Others thought it was an angel. And Jesus said, this has been spoken not just for me, but also for you. So how are these words of God speaking unconditional love to his Son Jesus words for us? It's an instruction for how we are to parent. We must love our children without conditions. We must love them just as much when they are afraid as when they are happy. We are to be proud of them just the way they are. We do not need to criticize our children. We need to affirm and allow them to express their feelings without judgment. That is what God the Father did for Jesus, and we need to do the same. Jesus goes on to say, now the judgment of this world is coming. The ruler of this world will be driven out. Friends, we are inheritors and beneficiaries of a laughable and ridiculous situation. Someday people are going to look back at us, they're going to shake their heads and wonder how we could have ever lived like this. The level of cruelty and abuse still happening in the world. It's absurd. I pray that better days are coming. I have faith that better days are coming. And I believe that the way that we get there, the way that we get to a better world, starts at a very personal level by allowing ourselves to feel the full range of feelings, and by extending that freedom to others, our children, our spouses, our friends, and to not judge and criticize each other for these feelings. Jesus is saying that the despicable rulers of his world, the Caesars and the kings, and today those that rule despicably, they will be driven out. They will lose their power, and these dysfunctional systems will stop when we allow ourselves to feel without shame. They hold on to their power by trying to control our feelings and telling us how we should feel. When our feelings awaken within ourselves, we will act differently and our actions will change the world. Jesus goes on to say, and I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. So think about this. Jesus said, if a grain of wheat remains a grain of wheat, that's it. Nothing happens. It stays the same. It's frozen. It's dry. But if it's buried, it will be raised up and it will bear much fruit. When we think about this, we first tend to think about the resurrection. And that's fine. That's good. We love the promise of the resurrection. But there's more to it. Jesus is saying that he will be judged, persecuted, and he will go through the passion, his suffering. He will be treated cruelly. That is his first burial. And he is raised up on the cross. When he talks about being raised up, he's not just talking about resurrection. He's talking about the cross. And when he's raised up on the cross, like a sprig of wheat growing from the ground, it bears much fruit. The fruit is him, his body, his blood given for us. Seeds of eternal life that he freely offered. We who eat this body and drink this blood become his resurrected body. Thanks be to God. Jesus was human just like he was God, and he asks us to do the same thing. This parable of the wheat being buried and growing is about more than just our earthly death when our bodies finally stop working. It's about a transformation in this life. Eternal life of Jesus is something to experience starting now. It's a transformation of who we are. And I'll give you an example. I was studying the text with some other pastors, and a pastor, Maria Santa Cruz, from the bishop's office, who you've heard preach here a number of times, told us a story from her ministry. She said they had a family in their church that was very poor, and the father struggled. And one night he was out, they were in San Diego, he was out on the streets, and he was violently killed. He was violently killed. And they had a funeral for him. And before the funeral, they had a viewing, a traditional viewing where he was in a casket. But because this family was so poor, the morticians didn't clean him up at all. He was just placed in the casket, practically how he was found. And so when Pastor Maria showed up to the viewing, his son was standing before the casket, frozen, like a statue, staring at his father. And Pastor Maria came up to the boy and said, "Do you want to cry?" You know, not like that accusatory, but would you like to cry? And he said, "No, my family told me that a man doesn't cry." And she said, "Mijo, my son, Jesus cried. Jesus was a man. And he cried when his friend Lazarus died." And as soon as he said this, the boy began to break down emotionally. He began to weep and sob and wail and have a full demonstration of his sadness. And he hugged Pastor Maria, and he was able to emotionally say goodbye to his father. Well, years passed. And she didn't see this family a whole lot. And when she saw this boy the next time, he wasn't a boy. He was a man. He was tall and strong. And he said, "Pastor Maria, do you remember me?" And he looked so different. She said, "No, who are you?" And he said, "Remember when my father died and I was there and you told me it was okay to cry?" And she said, "Oh, yeah. Wow, I didn't recognize you. You're so tall and, you know, strong and big." And he said, "Thank you for telling me that." He said, "At the time it was hard because I did have family members criticize me and they said I shouldn't have done that." He said, "But now, years later, I'm living my life and some of my family members, they haven't moved on." He said, "You showed me how to show my emotions to work through that." That is what Jesus means, that if a seed remains a seed forever, it'll never grow. But if we allow ourselves to feel, and we even say emotional breakdown, we talk about being meltdowns. We let the seed feel its feelings. Something new grows and yields much fruit, abundant life, like that young man was living in his life. Still dealing with grief, to be sure, but living a good and decent life. We must allow ourselves to be undone, to feel, so that we may blossom and grow. Jesus said, "Be anxious about nothing. Everything is going to be okay." Amen. Please stand as you're able for our hymn of the day.